Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Time and time again, I gotta turn back round and tell these hoes that I am the H and I see bitch, that's just the way it goes. I be on that shit that I had you on that I don't want no more. At this time, I need all my freak hoes to get down on the floor. If you came to rep your set right now, nigga, let them know. If it's jail, I get for stomping the head of the street, fuck it, I go. Freak, I be out in the week. Straight geek swerving down your street in the stolen Bonneville. 23s on the feet. I be on that kryptonite. Straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that straight up on that. I be on that kryptonite.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Hey, straight up. Pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the air.
Let me see them. Let me see them.
You can find me.
Let me see them.
Bounce that, bounce that, bounce that, bounce that.
You can find me.
Bounce that, bounce that.
Let me see them. Let me see.
In a different color whip, whip, whip. Pick your perfect. You might want to take a flick, 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 flick. Call up Jazzy, tell him pop the bottles, cause we got another hit, hit, hit. Wanna go platinum, I'm who you should get. Ludicrous on the track, get back, trick, switch on the lack, I'm flexing steel. Same price, different time, hot song, jumped on, cause Sierra got sex appeal. And I keep the meanest, cleanest, baddest, spinning on stainless wheels. Who care less about your genius, I bump your status, I keep the stainless steel.
It's your boy Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules. How's it going? You're 26 today. That's a big deal. You're still in your 20s though, so it's not that big of a deal. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal. You still get to have a lot of fun. And I'm sure James is going to take you out tonight, have some few drinks, maybe go out to dinner, make some bad decisions, because that's what you do in your 20s. First of all, well, before I get started, I'm just letting you know I smoked a fat joint before I did this video. So I apologize. Well, I don't really apologize. I have a kid. I'm stressed out. I'm tired all the time. I want to smoke a joint. I'm in my backyard. I'm chilling. That's what life's about. This is what you guys have to look forward to, by the way. Anyway, first of all, I want to say thank you so much, Maya, for watching the show these last 9 years. It's been an amazing run. A lot of fun, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. I'm sure there was times you wanted to throw things at the TV at me and say, Jax, you're an idiot. Jax, you're a douchebag. Jax, this. Why do you do this? Keep in mind, you are watching a reality TV show. We do what we got to do to keep the show interesting so we get paid. That's our job. It's not sit around and braid each other's hair. It's not crazy. I don't think all of us would still all be friends if we acted the way we actually do on TV. I mean, that would be kind of weird. So keep that in mind when you're watching reruns. Don't be too mean to me. I'm doing my job, and I do it fucking well. Anyway, again, thank you so much for watching. Again, it was a fun 9 years, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but we would not have any of this if it wasn't for you guys, the fans. We are not talented. We are not actors, even though Tom Sandoval thinks he's an actor. We are not, okay? The only reason we exist is because of people like you. And I really, really appreciate that. And like I said, you guys kept us on the air a long time. And although my wife and I are no longer on the show anymore, we just decided to hang it up. You know, I'm 42 years old now. I have a kid. The idea of being on a show where I'm fake bartending and having fake conversations with people half my age that I don't give a shit about just doesn't seem fun anymore. But we will be back on TV again soon. My wife and I are just trying to figure out what we're going to do, have a little fun. We're going to maybe get the old gang back together and figure out a new project because we need to get back on TV again soon. We miss you guys, and we want to let you know what's going on in our lives. So we'll be back. I just want to say thanks again, though, for watching. Like I said, you guys come in each and every week and you watch our show, and it's just amazing. It's amazing, and I really, really appreciate it. Update on the Taco Bell sweatshirt. Wow, that's a long time ago. The fact that you remember that. So we were in Vegas, and they just opened these Taco Bell cantinas, which is like they serve alcohol in them. I know they're out now. They're everywhere now, but this was years ago when I filmed that, right? I want to say it was like 4-5 years ago. Anyway, I got it in Vegas at the Taco Bell Cantina next to Planet Hollywood. It is a Taco Bell faded logo. We have a good relationship with the people at Taco Bell. Now we do. After that episode, we actually got in a really good relationship with them, so they're really good to us. But yeah, it is a faded Taco Bell sweatshirt. I still do have it. My wife steals it all the time because it's one of those super, super soft sweatshirts. So yeah, we still have it. Still hanging up in my closet. And yeah, that's the story. But you can get it at like TacoBell.com, or you can get it at the Taco Bell Cantina in Vegas, or, I mean, if you have one near you. So that's the story about the Taco Bell sweater. Obviously, I was hungover. There was a lot of things going on at the time, and I just wanted to put a shirt on, so I grabbed the closest thing I could find. That was what the Taco Bell sweater was about. Okay. I first of all also want to say thank you so much that I'm your favorite cast member. Oh, that makes me feel so good. I know I caused so much crap and drama on that show, but like I said, I got to do what I got to do to keep the show entertaining, and that's why they paid me the big bucks. So, James, I really appreciate you doing this. Man, this is awesome. Thanks for thinking about me. You guys could have chosen anybody you want. If you guys are ever in L.A., this goes for both of you. Hit me up on Instagram, Mr. Jax Taylor. I would love to meet you guys for a drink. That's the Jax Taylor guarantee. Well, at least I owe it for Maya for her birthday. Maya, I'd love to take you out for a drink for your birthday. James, you're welcome to come too. That's cool. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, guys, when you're in town, if you ever come to LA. I wouldn't come anytime soon. This place is a shithole. It's a dump and it's scary. Wait till things kind of get a little bit better around here. Then come and visit us in LA. And like I said, let me know when you're in town. And I'd love to meet you guys for a drink, okay? I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching the show again. I really, really appreciate it. Happy, happy 26th, Maya. Have a great day. Go out, have some drinks, make some bad decisions, like I said, and have a good time. James, take good care of Maya. I love you guys, and hopefully I get to see you soon. Take care.
Hey, well, what's going on? It's your boy, Jax Taylor. Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. Ryan's not here. It's me, Jax. He hired me by Cameo, so I'm hosting the show. I just smoked a big old fat doobie and railed a bunch of blow. Don't worry, I'm raising a kid. That's my prerogative, huh? Hey, I'll tell you what, if anybody wants to come down to Los Angeles, you can live with me. Hey, you know what? Be nice to me. Hey, old Vanderpump Rules, I was doing what I gotta do. Hey, I made the show interesting. You think I wanted to sleep with Faith in front of that 95-year-old woman? Hell no. That's entertainment right there, and I'm a professional. But seriously, me and Brittany miss you guys so much. 9 years is a long time, and now I fucking hate Tom Sandoval. What's up? But seriously, if anybody would like me to drive them to Vegas or any place in Los Angeles, I'm driving Uber now. Oh, we got a question here about my Taco Bell sweater. By the way, you guys, what's up? Welcome. So Bad It's Good. This is Ryan. I want to clarify. That was Jax Taylor who did a cameo, and somebody sent it to me, and it has made me laugh. Oh, I see you're wondering about my Taco Bell sweatshirt. By the way, that Taco Bell sweatshirt, he stole that from Katie. Katie literally went on record the next week and was like, that's my Taco Bell sweatshirt, and I've been looking for it forever. And it was another time where Jax was like, by the way, can somebody hire Jax and ask about him getting arrested by stealing sunglasses at the Sunglass Hut? This is my impression of Jax Taylor doing a cameo with explaining this. Oh, yeah, oh, I remember when I got arrested. You, hey, that was for the show. You want a boring show? No. I did what I had to do. I am the Robert De Niro of reality shows. I go method with that stuff. Nobody wanted nice guy Jax. They wanted bad guy Jax. Anyways, I'm hiding in the backyard while Brittany raises our child. I am so high. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Hey, are you hot? Hey, would you send me a cameo with your boobies? Hey. I know this was a little bit of a detour. Welcome to your Monday episode. I'm so sorry. Remember, use the timestamp if you want to skip right to that. But I feel like if I had to listen to that, you have to listen to that. I got to tell you, man, I miss that. I miss that kind of bullshit. That kind of bullshit, improv, acting like he did it all. You know, I noticed something about reality shows that you need a bad guy. And I was like, Jax, how do we make it good for the people? And I was like, you can't be who you really are, because that's a nice Christian young man. But you got to create a character, somebody that's going to hook up with anything and anybody, including John from Miami. Great question. Anyways, I let John do things to me for money in Miami. Who hasn't? Am I right? Anyways, I hear my son crying. I'm going to let Brittany take that one. Anywho, here's a question. Where did you get your Urban Outfitters apparel sweatshirt? That's a great question. Well, it was a sunny day in Los Angeles, and I needed something to, cover up. Remember when I used to have all those weird lumps in my boobs from taking too much protein powder? My boobs were lumpy, and I knew I need... Oh my God, what am I doing with my life? Folks, it is Monday. We are in full swing of the holiday season. What is it, December 5th already? We should just, let's just start the new year this week. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? Have we gotten all the holiday shopping out of the way? A supply chain issue is a problem. If you guys do, I want to tell you, if you want a special holiday card made by me and Meditza Lopez, just join the Patreon. We're sending out the cards this next week and a half. Even if you're overseas, we will be sending them. This is a very unique, one-of-a-kind design, and it's very tasteless. So if that's your thing, it is obviously my thing. Please go over and get yourself one. Also, I hope everybody had a great weekend. Thank you so much for all of your support. But real quick, I want to make sure, are all the kids out of the room? Okay, if the kids are in the car, pull over, as we do, kick them out of the car, tell them mommy or daddy needs a little time alone with the radio or however you're listening. Okay, and get, and also, if you're listening with your headphones or whatever, this is going to be loud, so turn it down. Okay, 5, and I'm going to do this a couple times throughout the show. 5, 4, 3, and I'm talking to one specific person here, 2. Fuck you, Tristan Thompson, how dare you? You know what? I shouldn't be fooled, but I am fooled once again. You have made Chloe look like a clown, and you have made me look like a clown. You piece of dog shit. What are people not getting? When I say do not sleep with Tristan Thompson, it wasn't a joke. I wasn't making myself laugh. Do not sleep with Tristan Thompson. Do you know how easy it is to have sex? I mean, not for me, but do you know, for the most part, if you are willing, anybody will have sex with you, pretty much. And the fact that, if you're a pretty girl especially, you know Tristan's going to nail you. You know it. But B, come on. Don't do it. What are we not getting? He's not going to be able to help himself. He is a dog. He is a dirty, dirty dog. I just imagine down there, he just needs to have Barbie Ken doll parts. There needs to be nothing down there because he has proven that he does not know how to use his penis properly. I mean, he knows how to use it to, get into trouble and have kids that he's not going to, imagine that kid growing up without his dad and having to read emails from Tristan Thompson saying, I don't want him. I'm not going to be a part of his life. Are you kidding me? All this dude is doing, he's just pushing tragedy further and further down the line. And for what? And then you want to keep Chloe? For what? What kind of sick, this is, by the way, you guys, I'm not, this is akin to a serial killer. To me, this is serial killing right here. This is a man killing multiple people's dreams, and it needs to be stopped. It needs to be, what is wrong with just being a decent person? He can still get sex as a decent person. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and I know this is a tougher one. What's wrong with using a condom? I know it's gross. I know it doesn't feel as good. But come on, if you are known to have super sperm, and I'm not complimenting him, I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying he obviously has sperm that is going to immediately get you pregnant, which is, by the way, that's kind of like God's like, haha, fuck you, Tristan. I'm going to get you in a bunch of trouble because you don't know how to make decisions properly. But what is not adding up to him? Like, what, how drunk are you getting or how sober? But there is something dark, there's darkness. There is dark. My friend used to get drunk and we'd always be like, tell us what you'd see. And he'd be like, darkness. I just see darkness. That is Tristan Thompson. And the fact, Chris, I'm talking to you right now, Chris, the fact that we all brag about how popular and how, like, how hard you work and all that, you know, work harder. The fact that you let this shit happen to your kids and you're one of the richest people in the world, shameful. Shameful. Literally, what is the point of having all this money in the world if your kids are still getting fucked around like this? You have one, Kylie, a billionaire. You have Travis Scott never wanting to claim her as his actual own until he actually gets in real trouble. And now it's like, you know what? We love each other. We're tight. You know, it's not just the kids. We love each other. That's ridiculous. You have Kim, like Kanye to Pete Davidson. I mean, I'm sorry, that's not stability. And we're all like, oh yeah, I want to romp in the Pete dick wagon. Who cares though? Really, at the end of the day though, Pete's good for a romp. You want to start a family with Pete? Don't even answer that. I know what you're going to say. Don't test me today. And then Courtney? Courtney literally dry humps Travis Barker up and down literally Blink-182 doesn't have to go on tour. There's literally been a Courtney Travis dry hump tour of the coastal United States and it's getting ridiculous. It's getting boring. It's getting boring. And I'm sorry. I'm tired of it. How many times do we have to, I've never seen a family pick worse people. It's almost like that's their thing. We're like, oh, the Kardashians are famous for being famous. No, the Kardashians are famous for being, picking literally the worst pickers of men in the whole world. That is unique to them. And don't be like, oh, Travis and Courtney, oh, they're so cute together. So? Do we have to see it? When I see that little Mowgli, what's the little kid that looks like Mowgli, always is screaming and it looks like he's going to jump out of like a bush and just like tackle me, you know? What's that little kid, the little Mowgli kid, who just got his hair cut and it's all like shaved now? That kid scares me. That kid literally has Travis Barker energy. And don't even get me started on Scott Disick. Don't even get me started. And then, of course, we have, yeah, I'm Caitlyn. What's up? It's me, Caitlyn Jenner. I used to just play mini putt-putt. By the way, I do know that my Caitlyn Jenner sounds like Lisa Rinna. What's up, everybody? It's me, Lisa Rinna. I have problems with daylight. Sorry, you guys. I am unhinged. My mom has been in town for the last couple of days, and we put together so much furniture. We went to IKEA. We've done so much. I mean, my mom has been working to the bone. I did a full interview with my mom that's up on the Patreon right now. A good 45 minute of questions from my mom. Actually, a very sweet interview. So I am on 10. I'm not even drunk. I just want to scream at the top of my lungs. I am so tired of moving. The place I'm in is beautiful. We're almost done, but it seems like there's never, you know, and then the supply chain, there was like two pieces of IKEA furniture that I couldn't get. So it's like, it's never going to be done. It's never going to be done. I just want to sleep for the next year. Did you guys watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City tonight? Really good. Lisa Barlow, completely insane. Mary, insane. Meredith, kind of insane too. Heather, kind of insane. Whitney, kind of normal. Like, I don't know. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? There is so many insane things, and Jen Shah wasn't even on tonight. It is a cornucopia of bonkers. It is wild. I watched that at a certain point, and I was like, am I having a fever dream? am I on this planet? Because it was so bizarre. It was like Housewives on steroids. You know what I'm talking about? We have been blessed with so much great TV this year, and I hope we can carry that energy into next year. And if not, I hope we can actually just start to live our own lives and do fun things like that. Do you guys do the year end list, not just in what you like, but like, do you write out like New Year's resolutions and things like that? Should we do that as a group? Should the baddies, should we do New Year's resolutions? If you guys have any New Year's resolutions, please send them to SoBadIt'sGood@RyanBailey@gmail.com. I would love to read some. I got to start planning ahead. Like, the Christmas tree is up. I got my Christmas decorations out. I'm going to be hanging them. I'll put that on the Instagram this week on the old gram. And I'm really excited for that because, you know, I did it early this time. I put up my Christmas tree 3 days before Christmas last time, and then I had to go to Arizona, so I didn't even really get to enjoy it. But now it is up, and I can just look at the tree and the twinkling lights and have my cup of cocoa and just cry, just be sad. I don't know. I hate sometimes that this podcast is just me talking because I want you guys to talk back so badly. Today, of course, we have Sophie Ross with our pop culture roundup. We talk about Tristan. We talk about Christine Quinn, which was a little dust up from last week's show. We talk about, of course, the Kardashians, of course, Kanye. We talk Lisa Rinna. We talk Salt Lake. We go into so many topics today. Alec Baldwin. It kind of goes all over the map as we always do. But I think this is a great way to start your week. But once again, as always, I want to thank you umpteenth times. You really have made this so great for me. Also, I'm really proud of the two guest spots I did last week for podcasting. Sexy Unique Podcast with my friend Laura Marie Shainalls, which is just, if you want just old school Vanderpump Rules shit talking, I highly recommend the episode I did with her last week. It is just nonstop lulls, just a lot of laughs, a lot of throwbacks. And of course, we had to talk about DJ James Kennedy and Raquel. I don't know how I feel about it. I think I feel good for Raquel. I think I feel good. Like, I don't know how we're going to process this in terms of the show. And I don't know, like, I'm scared to kind of see it on the show because you can already see, like, if Raquel dates, DJ James Kennedy's going to freak out. Everybody's like, DJ James Kennedy's going to date Lala. And I'm like, do you really? I mean, I maybe you want that, but I just don't think there's any fucking way that's ever going to happen in a billion years. I just don't see that at all. And if you're like, oh, maybe for the show, I'm just like, can they even act that out? That would just be bizarre. I don't know, but it's kind of weirdly exciting because, of course, we filmed the reunion this past Friday for Vanderpump Rules, and it seems like a lot of stuff happened. I talked to Charlie, and Charlie said, you know, she sat there a lot. She said it's good. I know COVID affected the reunion a couple spots, so it'll be interesting to see how that all gets brought up. But, yeah, let's just get into this. Let's get on with the week. We got a bunch of great interviews the rest of the week. I believe I'm going to be recapping Real Housewives of Orange County on top of Real Housewives Girls Trip. There's so much happening, you guys. Obviously, I'm on one. So let's get going. Here is Sophie Ross with the Pop Culture Roundup. Happy holidays, folks. Welcome to an all new So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is Ryan Bailey. This is your Monday pop culture roundup. We are still recording through the holidays. I want to wish everybody a happy last night of Hanukkah on Sunday. Sophie Ross, who is our guest host as always on Monday, it is her last night of Hanukkah. And you might be hearing a difference with Sophie because her betrothed or her boyfriend got her a microphone for Hanukkah, which is just the best gift you can get for the podcaster in your life. But we have so much. There literally is really, honest to God, so much to talk about. So we got to throw ourselves right into it. Sophie, how are you this Sunday?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. What the fuck is up?
What up? Let's soak, baby. Let's soak. Tonight. Soak the night away.
Yeah, no, but how do I sound? Do I sound crisp?
You sound great. I mean, what I'll really know when I go to put it in the GarageBand and then audio process it, that's when it's really, you're going to tell the difference, I think.
let's get right into it. And I know everybody, this is probably going to take the majority of the time. Senator Bob Dole passed away today at 98 years old. So Sophie, what is your favorite thing about Mr. Bob Dole before we, I think this is going to take the most out of the whole time. No, fuck that. I'm sad he's passed, but let's get right into it. We got some, I guess, personal business and pop. It's all one now, but last week we podcasted you guys. And then Sophie did that really funny thing where you podcast and you say really strong opinions. And then you're like, anyways, got to get on a flight. And then Sophie went on a flight. And in that flight, are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. There's a show, which I talked about on Friday, Selling Sunset season 4 got released. And it was all I thought about for 3 days. And now I do not think about it. That's how weird the show is that you think about it nonstop. And I have not thought about it now for a couple of days because it's like toilet paper. It's like all I can think about. And then it just disappears. And I haven't thought about it. But Sophie said some really strong opinions about Miss Christine. I'm blanking on her last name. Christine Quinn. She's the villain of, I mean, villain, who, however you want to say it. But she had some very strong opinions about what it was. And she had tweeted about it as well. And then Sophie got on a plane and Christine found those opinions and literally was going back and forth with Sophie. Sophie, when you do these things and you find out she's starting to react, are you scared to get on a plane? And why can't you spring for Wi-Fi on the plane?
I wasn't scared, first of all. And I did. There was free Wi-Fi, actually. And obviously, plane Wi-Fi.
Oh, so you saw it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it happened right before I got on my flight. I wasn't scared. I was just, like, annoyed. Like, I was like, this is so annoying. Like, that was just, like, my first thought. I, like, turned my commenting off because I immediately...
She tagged all your companies.
What it was kind of, like, her doxing me for kind of, like, having this opinion about the show and about her that a lot of other people were holding, by the way. I'm not sure exactly why she got so upset, by the way.
I think it's because you had the biggest audience, probably,
I guess,
said it.
Yeah, because I guess my tweet got traction. I have an audience, maybe because I have a blue check mark. I don't know. But either way, I really, and I still kind of stand by my tweets because I still have a lot of questions that have not
this
been
is
answered.
What's, see, this is what's so confusing. And I said on this show, and I cut out the discussion we had about it because I didn't want to add more fuel to that fire, even though it wasn't like you were like, fuck this, fuck that. Like, but I will say
I'm
it's like,
I have questions.
Well, I'm saying I'm a guy, so it's very, I shouldn't be commenting on women's bodies to begin with. But the whole theory was, and here, like, whether it be the way Selling Sunset films, because if you start picking apart Selling Sunset, you're going to find a lot of holes. And the thing is, there's a lot of theories. Was Christine pregnant and it was the exact timeline? Was it a different timeline? She was pregnant, but Selling Sunset had her reenact things? Or was it a surrogate and they handed her over the baby and she was very fully made up? I've had people message me, how dare you? I've had people message me, oh, you can see the Photoshop in that one face and they put her face on. I've had so many weird messages. I can't even imagine what it's like on your end. But during this week, did it give you pause at all of like, oh, I shouldn't comment in terms of like when it comes to babies and stuff like that?
I think that for me, I just want like someone to be straight up. And I think that there are a lot of things that do not add up, whether it's the emergency C-section, the pregnancy itself, which a lot of people, I do not know where I stand on that. I'm just going to leave it be and let people think what they want to think. But I have seen a lot more evidence that leads me to believe that, you know, a lot of the things aren't true. And she even posted another caption this past weekend or whatever it was, a couple of days ago, maybe it was late last week, where she said that they had to stitch her up so fast that they didn't know if they left tools inside of her and that they had to x-ray her after to see if they left tools inside of her. And everyone is like, that doesn't happen. You can sue a hospital for medical malpractice if they ever stitch you up and leave tools. Like, what?
I left a miter saw on Christine Quinn. No, no, I mean, it is, it, you know, the thing is, and I'm not an expert by any stretch, but even I was watching the show and I even knew, and this is what the most comments I got from women writing in saying, she had that one scene where she talked about like, I'm not wearing underpants today and I'm 3 weeks out of having a baby. And if you do get an emergency C-section, I had so many women that had gotten not emergency, but C-section and says, yo, you aren't not wearing underwear during that time. In fact, you're doubling up a lot of the times. Like, it's just the human body is this beautiful, amazing thing. And there's no shame in, like, there's something so beautiful, but you're not wearing some kind of protective garment underneath.
And for me, it was never about like the weight thing. And I am someone that, you know, genetics, like I am naturally like on the slender side. So I understand people who have that body type where they really just do not gain weight. Some people,
oh, she's a freak of nature. I really genuinely think she's a freak of nature.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, again, it's like some people, and I know that some people just do not gain weight no matter what they do. And that's why it's like, I'm never like one to like, oh, that doesn't make sense. Lala's body. It's like, to me, it's like some people are just like that. Like, it really is genetic sometimes. So it wasn't about that. It was about her story not making sense and her being able to prance around in stilettos and a crop top, no C-section scars. To this day, have seen no C-section scars. And she was posting in bikinis. So I think it's normal. And I think also, like, we saw her literally lie about being engaged. And for me, it's like all the people being like, how dare you question? It's like, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And Christine has shown herself to be someone who is kind of a pathological liar. So I don't think it's out of this world to kind of question the tall tales that aren't adding up, because we've seen her lie so many times.
I've thought so much about this week in terms of two things, in terms of we really are at a place in pop culture where we cannot believe, like, I was reading today just about how many people are like, oh, publicity stunt. Oh, publicity stunt. Oh, like, whether it be James Kennedy and DJ James Kennedy and Raquel, I heard publicity stunt. Okay. Kylie and Travis, publicity stunt. Oh, Scott Disick in Miami, publicity stunt. We are now at a point where we do not believe anybody because we've been lied to so much as a culture that has bought all of these things from people. So the thing is, what I find interesting is that we're probably not being lied to the amount that we think we are, but we're at a place where we don't believe anybody anymore in these shows. And I feel like that's such a weird place compared to like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I may have said this last week, but like Selling Sunset, especially for me, I really didn't like how it was supposed to be like a reality show, but they were showing up to work in full glam with their full hair done and their full like makeup done, like in cocktail dresses. Like, to me, it's like it didn't feel like reality of the season. And that's why I'm like, I don't know. Like, it all feels very fake and staged.
Yeah.
And who knows?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I ever run for president, which will probably happen, I will institute a law where if you're going to say you're a reality show, you got to be truthful. If not, you will serve jail time. Like, you will, like, if you lie to me three times in my administration, Christine will go straight to jail if I find out.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. It bothers me too when people lie. And that's why it's like Christine was never held accountable for fully lying about being engaged.
But you know, like, how weird is it? But how weird is it that even I see Christine coming at you on, and even I'm like, oh shit, oh my God, I should feel bad. And then in my head, I'm like, oh wait, but she kind of lies all these seasons. Everybody says she's a lie. Like, yeah, that's what's weird is that you get all of these information and then you're trying to like, oh, nobody would ever lie about a kid, right? Nobody would ever do that. But then you're like, well, she lies about engagement. She lies about all of these other, and all of the castmates. Like, I talked to Amanda, who's actually her friend this season. But when I talked to her on the podcast, she was like, there's one person we all don't like now. And it was like Christine. And you're just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people can't be wrong.
Right. And can I also say that the thing that really pisses me off, like, I hate when people are like, oh, when everyone doesn't like you, it's just jealousy. Like, no one's jealous.
When I was in elementary school, it just meant I was a nerd. Yeah. It wasn't like,
It's like, no, people can actually just really dislike someone who's a narcissistic, pathological liar.
Well, the other thing
about Christine, but I can't remember.
Let me know when you come up with it. But the other thing that does disturb me away from even that pregnancy storyline is that how much I was into it last weekend, and now it's pretty much completely gone from my memory, except talking to you. It really is like toilet paper where it goes in my brain and now it's completely gone. Like, isn't that weird?
Well, what I was, but also what I was going to say was that like for all of like the negative DMs I got that were like, how dare you, blah, blah, blah. I got so many DMs from people being like, thank you for saying that, because literally none of it makes sense. Like so many people are thinking the same thing. And yeah, I mean, she did post a delivery room photo.
I did. And that's the one people were like, if you look closely, you can tell that's Photoshopped. And I'm like, I can't tell that.
I don't know. I was like, I really don't know what to think at this point, but I know I still have questions that haven't been answered, especially about getting tools potentially sewed up inside of her. So yeah, very confusing stuff. And I also am just not interested in watching Christine anymore next season. Like, I really think she was just not fun to watch. She wasn't a fun villain for me because she was on the Jax Taylor level where it's like someone who doesn't feel human emotions and like can never admit when they're wrong are like too frustrating to watch.
Well, now, I mean, the curiosity I have just knowing you is that you do have a generally new person that you've let into your life. This is his first taste of what it's like to be with Sophie Ross. How do you explain this to somebody that's newly in like with you? How do you explain, like, hey, babe, by the way, there's a reality show on Netflix. Turns out I had a strong opinion and now people might be threatening to kill me. Like, what, how do you explain that?
Yeah. So he was like there the entire, like not physically there because when I was like, you know, traveling,
he's always there in your heart, right?
Yeah. But like, he was texting me the whole time and he actually was such a freaking protective little sweetie. He's such a little sweetie angel face, which is Yiddish, but he's so cute. Just want to squeeze his cheeks. He basically was like, I'm infuriated. He was like so mad. He reported Christine to Instagram. I was like, it's not going to do anything. He was like, what can I do while you're on the plane? And I was like, don't worry about it. I was like, I'm going to handle things. Like, don't worry about it. But he was, yeah, very.
And then is it true his last name is Instagram and he's part of the Instagram family? Like, is he's like, let me talk to my uncle about this.
He's part of big Instagram. But yeah, and he was waiting in my lobby when I got home with my Hanukkah present.
Oh, yeah. Was that the microphone? Mm-hmm. It was a meet cute. He's like, here you go. Start more trouble with this.
Yeah, exactly. No, he fully understands that, you know, like, this is part of show business, baby.
This is show biz, baby. This is when you soak, baby. No. So I was reading Dumas before I got on with you and it had so many New York like spots that like it. I always feel so romantic about this time of year in New York, especially. And I asked you this a couple weeks ago. Is it like, oh, is it really cool to be in New York right now? But like, do you go to like Uncle or Cousin Greg from Succession's always bartending at Ray's? Do you go to Ray's a lot?
No, and I still haven't watched Succession.
So. Oh my God. But I guess Justin Theroux's bar, and he's always Justin Theroux's there and he'll hit on you if you come in. Like, but is there a lot, but like just walking around the city right now, is it pretty special?
I mean, I love New York, but yeah, especially in the fall/winter/holiday season, I love New York this time of year when it's just crisp outside.
I know. Just, I read those things. Do you like LCD Sound System at all?
Sure.
Well, they're doing 12 dates at Brooklyn Steel right now. And it's like all these people on Twitter. If anybody works for Brooklyn Steel or anyone wants me to fly out to New York and see LCD Sound System with them, I'm really down to go. I love LCD Sound System so much. I know it'd just be a one night thing, but I think it's just like, I feel like I need to go. I feel like I need to go. I really do.
Yeah,
like,
let's go.
And my mom's been in town all weekend, Becky Bailey, and she was helping me put together IKEA furniture because I just got out of college, but it is weird. Okay, wait, moving on. So we woke up today. We had huge news. I had heard this on Friday evening and I thought it was a complete rumor. I thought it was bullshit, but the rumors are true. DJ James Kennedy and Raquel Levis have split up after 5 happy years. They both released a joint statement on Instagram. What are your initial thoughts?
I was shocked. And I actually was FaceTiming Bay when I saw the news. And
maybe we should chill on like talking about your feelings about reality. Let's not scare him completely away. Let's wait.
Well, listen, because he can attest to the fact that I was so shocked that I like screamed. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it was also, I went to bed at like midnight last night, like didn't go out, just went to bed at like midnight, woke up really early, watched Yellow Jackets because the new episodes drop on Sunday mornings, and then fell back asleep until like noon. So I
is think that, is that when Joe Burrow plays?
Yeah, I like woke up right when I slept for like 12 hours basically. Jesus. And I think I was like late to the news because I saw it like an hour late. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I was just screaming and he thought like someone died. Like he was just like, what are you?
Somebody did die. Our innocence died. Like that is, I mean, I will say I went to see DJ James Kennedy spin a couple weeks ago and Raquel was there. She was like dancing next to his booth. Like I talked to Raquel that night. I talked to, but I will like, I don't know, man, everybody.
What about the reunion rumors that she gave back her ring?
That's what I heard. So this is what we do know. And allegedly this is what I heard. So there was quote unquote, a super spreader event that was a holiday party last week. We saw a lot of pictures from that with Stassi and Katie and Brittany, Jax's ex, a lot of people. We saw Sandoval and Ariana holding babies, but supposedly there's a handful of people that got COVID at that event. Now Schwartz was not at that event, but Katie was. Katie and Schwartz were on Zoom for the reunion, and so was Lala. Lala was not at that event, so I don't know what that, but they all showed up, whether it be Zoom reunion or in person. Now you would think, oh shit, this is just like a shitty season and it's a shittier reunion. But then word comes out that we got Randall Emmett doing what he does best, just creeping everybody the hell out. And if you didn't listen to Girl Gangs that was on this past week, who literally annihilated Randall with all of the DMs that she published that people sent to her. And he's just a creep. Like the guy allegedly is a creep and a half, but we also get the fact that DJ James Kennedy and Raquel break up. Immediately people were like, oh, Lala and DJ James Kennedy, you have a new season of Vanderpump. Maybe, but I think Lala likes rich guys. Like, right?
Well, now, I mean, James has like a good amount of money now.
Does he? I mean, he's got a decent, I mean, not like Randall fake money.
But Randall, first of all, doesn't have money anymore. Lala has her own money. James is doing well for himself as a DJ and on a successful reality show.
I couldn't see them. I couldn't see Lala and DJ James Kennedy together.
I think that ship has sailed. I think that there was, you know, a time when that could have happened, but I think that ship has sailed. So I wouldn't say that's what's going on, but like, I can see why people think that.
But this is why we're so battered, is that a lot of us are saying, like, that's why everything's so fake. We're like, oh, if they want to play ball and have a new season, like, just give me the reality of every situation. But I will say, like, in my head, and I hate to say this, was that this storyline, I know a lot of you guys didn't watch Vanderpump Rules this season, but Raquel supposedly James bumped into her nose and like had to get a nose job and like busted up her nose job. But like, part of me, and I hate to say, like, I really hate to say this because I don't want this, but like, if you add up the pieces, I'm like, is DJ James Kennedy like abusive? Like, I always want to love him so much. Like, I have such a soft spot in my heart for DJ James Kennedy, but you hear some of the shit he says about Raquel and like having to live like with her, like a ugly bump on her nose and all this. Like,
yeah, he's like, I'm the one that has to look at it.
Yeah, come on, mate. Oh, top man, come on.
Top man.
No, I mean, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Like, he seems like at least emotionally abusive. And the story about him kissing her too hard was fishy also. And his reaction was fishy. Like, I don't know what to think. But yeah, I've always thought that James is kind of like he's lovable, but he's also in his own way, like a mini Jax.
That's what a lot of people say, like he's Jax in a different way, which is fine. And maybe if they had planned better, they would have been able to capture a little bit of that. But I'm like, what purpose does it serve us? Like, it'll make a good reunion, but you would want to see the dissolution of a relationship. And I hate to say this because it sounds like, you know, sad on my part, is that you want to see that on the reality show and not like hearing about it after the fact on a reunion, like we've decided to break up. Like, I don't need to see Brock and Sheena talk more about their relationship. I've accepted that they're together. I don't like, what are you going to ask him? Like, how do you make YouTube videos, Brock? Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I hit upload, you know,
God, Brock. That's,
but it kind of creeped, like it kind of scares me. Cause I thought they were a given. I thought Raquel, like, part of me is proud of Raquel if it was abusive, because to get away from an abusive thing is so flipping hard, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely shocked. Like, I didn't see it coming at all. Like, I really thought they were going to end up getting married and being like, you know, this Bravo power couple that they've been in a way. Yeah, it's like shocking. I mean, yeah, good for Raquel though. Like, after watching this season, James hasn't changed. Like, yes, he stopped drinking, but you know, he was a major asshole to her this season.
Okay, so my friend Marissa just sent me this, and this breaks my heart. Raquel is posting on her Instagram stories of her dad packing a U-Haul truck from their apartment and moving it into a storage facility. And it says, as my dad says, my new home. How sad is that? The holidays, man.
Yeah, it's very sad. I want to see what happened at the reunion to make it like so dramatic that she like gave her ring back. Like, I'm shocked.
It's a $100,000 ring that turned out to be what, 20,000, which is still an amazing amount of money. Yeah. But
yeah, seriously.
Okay. So Vanderpump Rules, that seems like it's going to be its whole thing. Also, we have Tom Sandoval going on a podcast this week and saying that him and Katie had agreed to the storyline before they were filming about Katie wanting to be involved in their bar. But then Katie then, since that podcast aired, said, no, I didn't, dude. Like, it says, you know, there's part of it. It's like, is Sandoval and Katie going to hook up at some point? There seems to be so much sexual tension. There's no sexual tension between Schwartz and Katie at all.
Gross.
Like negative sexual tension.
I mean, I hate that Sandoval did that because it's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be reality.
Yes.
And he's just saying that out because he doesn't like how he comes across. But like, honestly, I'm always kind of team Sandoval because I have a soft spot for him.
But it's tough to be a Sandoval fan this season because he is genuinely too up in people's business sometimes. Yeah, I hate to say that.
He is. And yeah, the way he talks to Katie is not okay. And the way that Schwartz treats Katie is not okay. And just, yeah, poor Katie, honestly.
I think we just all suck as a human race sometimes. I mean, girls suck too, but like, it feels like guys are like the major, and no offense to your boo, but like, I just feel like we suck like 30% more than girls suck. Like, we suck that much harder, you know?
No, that's definitely true, for sure.
That's a scientific fact. Okay, I'm going to play this game with me. I'm going to say a couple words about the next story and see if you can guess who it's about. Okay. Now, if there's kids, you know, please shut their ears or shove them out of the room, kick them out of the house, whatever. Okay. Fuck you, you motherfucking piece of shit. I can't believe every 6 months I have to fucking yell at you, you piece of shit. I can't believe we're still doing this. Who is that about?
Wait, what?
Fucking Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, Tristan Thompson. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What
I know we're not surprised.
It's just so unsurprising that I'm like, who has that much like emotion for Tristan Thompson? It's just so unsurprising at this point.
Because every time I let my guard down, he fucking comes back in and does something like that we should all expect. So you guys, if you don't know, if you've been hiding under a rock or something, Tristan Thompson at his birthday, his 30th birthday, supposedly, allegedly, whatever, got his trainer pregnant. He only had sex with her 3 times, I guess, at this party. And he has such flipping super sperm. It's always the idiots that can get anybody pregnant. Gets her pregnant. She like writes him. There's like emails that have been released where he literally says, well, you know my feelings on that. I'm not going to be involved. So if you want to get rid of the baby, I'll give you $75,000, which is a pretty good deal. You know I'm going to be retiring after this year. And in Texas, you're just going to get a couple $100s a month in child support. So you can either take the $75 I'm offering you, which is a better deal, or you can get a couple $100s a month from an unemployed person. Good luck with that. And like, so not only is he a fucking dirtbag to Khloe, who's, by the way, just on a Barnum and Bailey's clown circus of her own, but it turns out he's also like just a scum of the earth to other people that has like literally carrying his seed.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And the fact that he just like wanted to give this girl the bare minimum and also being like, we only hooked up 1 time. That's all it takes.
Yeah. I love the bare minimum. He wasn't giving him the bare minimum when he was having sex with her. By the way, I bet he was. I bet he was just like a couple thrusts, like you get on top. I bet it wasn't even special. But the thing is, like the fact that he's like trying to then threaten and play mind games with her, that's flipping gross.
Yeah, he is a disgusting piece of shit. And yeah, it's really embarrassing for Chloe. It's like, how many times are you going to let this guy embarrass you? Like, stop getting embarrassed by him. It's really, really bad for, like, hate to say it, but like her brand. It makes her look bad.
But isn't her brand just being embarrassed at this point? Like, honestly, oh, yeah. Like there should be a show that we pitch. It's like, find new ways to embarrass Chloe, you know, like we just like throw food on her and like bologna and stuff. And you just like find new ways to laugh at Chloe because she seems like she doesn't have, and this is sad. Like we've obviously gotten Chloe to a point. She doesn't have self-respect. And I'm not going to take that crap. Like, oh, we make fun of her appearance. I'm sorry. You know what? No. Her home team is doing way better than any of us possibly could. And when you maneuver your face the way she does, like that deserves to be pointed out. Somebody told me to kill myself again this week because I was making fun of the Kardashians. And I'm sorry. They set up unrealistic beauty standards for every woman out there. Imagine any of your kids finally going on Instagram and saying, I can't make my face like that lady from NerdTech.
Yeah. And like, I totally feel for the fact that she's been ridiculed as being like, you know, the fat sister, like whatever it is, like she has been ridiculed a lot and compared to her sisters. So I feel for her in that regard, but all she's doing is upholding the same unrealistic beauty standards and the plastic surgery and the photoshopping. She doesn't have to do that. If she was just herself, no one would make fun of her, but it's the fact that she's tried to make herself, you know, this perfect clone of her sisters that makes her like, you know, like, what are you doing, Chloe? She used to be like the really relatable one.
Yeah. And the hysterical one. She was the one with the sense of humor. I was called pubic head for like 6 years of like junior high and high school. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all have been made fun of for like actual like shit in our lives. And I'm not a millionaire. Like, I can't go cry on money like Chloe can. But at the same time, to have somebody in like the call is coming from within the house with Tristan, like, you can't trust that. That dude cannot even help himself. There's a Randall, like, I gotta say, all like, here's the deal. Girls are attractive. Yeah. It's like probably cool to have sex with girls. Like, yes, it's fun, all of that stuff, but you have to decide what you want in life and who you want to be with and then commit to that person. I feel like we're made like there. This seems like something easy that I was taught as a child and it's just completely lost in celebritydom.
I mean, yeah, let's not like generalize that, like, you know, a lot of the celebrities do what Tristan does, because I think that he is particularly slimy and careless. And I think, you know, if anything, he probably is having women throw themselves at him, which is sure, like, again, it's sure. Like, that's fun. Sure. Maybe wrap it up and like break it off with your baby.
Yeah, that's the other thing. No condoms.
Yeah, it's like those are, it's not that hard. So if you're gonna like, you know, be this, whatever it is, Lothario, is that the right word? Lothario?
Yeah, Lothario.
Yeah, if you're gonna go be a Lothario on the road as an NBA player, which I don't blame you.
Philanderer again, is another good word. Yeah.
Yeah, I do not blame him. Like, it's just break it off with Chloe so you're not embarrassing her anymore and wear a condom.
Yeah, these are real simple things.
Either or. I mean, ideally you would do, you know, the breakup first, but either way, it's just embarrassing for her. And it's embarrassing for him, and it's embarrassing for True. And yeah, it's just unfortunate all around.
But at this point, if you're Tristan, don't you realize, like, yo, it turns out I have some kind of weird super sperm. I shouldn't be doing this as a rich man that's actually has children and I'm trying to get something back. I got to be extra careful. Like that shows like that mind frame. That means he thinks he's a god of some sort and he will do whatever he pleases. And then he knows on the back end, he can make somebody feel like shit and potentially get them to get an abortion.
Yeah. And I don't know why Chloe like puts up with it. Like, I just don't understand.
But we always think about, we always speak so
high. She does have clearly very low self-esteem. So
we speak so highly about Kris Jenner in the terms of like, she worked so hard, blah, blah, blah. Work harder, Kris. You're slipping. Like, where is the punishment for any of these men? Where is the punishment?
Kris Jenner's a terrible mother, though. Like,
I mean,
she's a terrible mother.
Look how many. Okay. So this is another story, you guys. So Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, their W Magazine, I believe it was W Magazine. Yes. It was supposed to go on sale. They had already printed all the hard copies and they pulled it because of the Astroworld tragedy, which I totally agree with, but it got released and the photos and the
leak.
And the verbiage, you guys, was saying they are the modern couple. They have not been a couple in 2 years, even though she is pregnant with Travis's second. So it was all this verbiage of they have not been a couple. They are the new modern family. And then now somebody in Kylie's camp said that is not true. They are together, which, by the way, wouldn't it be funny if now Kylie finally, or if Travis actually acts like he claims Kylie now? But this is so dangerous, this verbiage, is that they're literally saying this is the modern couple of guys just do whatever they want with women. Yeah.
It's like, okay, so you're basically in an open relationship with a guy who can't really commit to you. Like, yes. what is so cool about that? Like, he's just doing whatever he wants while you're pregnant with his child. Like, that doesn't sound very fair to me.
And then the thing that actually gets him potentially to consider being in a relationship with her is that, oh, 10 people and many more hundreds got injured at a concert. Maybe I should be with Kylie. Like, that's what did it? That's gross.
When he realizes that his career is over and that he needs to latch on to the Kardashians from now on to stay relevant.
I mean, kind of, there is that like thing of like, that's what did it. That's really gross.
Maybe, honestly. Yeah.
Shout out to Saint. It's his sixth birthday today. That's Kanye and aww, Kim's child. And it really is so cute. There's like so many cute, but they did one of those things where it was that Courtney put this on her Instagram stories of like an inflatable head. These Kardashians and Travis Scotts of the world that think it's like cute to make some child an inflatable head. Like, that shit stays with me. Like, it's in my nightmares and stuff like that. Like, I don't want any more. There should be a law where kids cannot have inflatable heads made of them. Like, it's so scary to me.
Very traumatizing. Very.
Did you watch Real Housewives of Orange County this week?
Yes, it was amazing.
I got to tell you, I think so. Heather Dubrow, you guys, it was the return. I think it was season 16 of Real Housewives of Orange County. Heather Dubrow is back. And it really, there is an elegance now. Her house, I know we joke about it all the time, but it is insane. And to watch Gina freak out about it and Shannon get jealous about it, amazing. It was so fun to watch.
It was amazing television. I missed Heather Dubrow so much. I love her.
I didn't think I was going to. And then I watched it and I was like, this feels good again. Like this, I really
it
like
feels
this.
Right.
It does. And then Noella, who's a new character, she was friends with Bronwyn last season. And they alluded to they're not friends anymore because, you know, Bronwyn is who Bronwyn is. But Noella, you guys, if you live in Los Angeles, you see a billboard says Sweet James everywhere in Los Angeles and California. And that's her husband, her ex-husband, this attorney. He's like an ambulance chaser, but his name is Sweet James. I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You gotta do the food, you gotta do the food tasting, you gotta book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place, from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
We will be back in just a second with the remainder of the show, but we, as we always do, have to get through some commercials right now. And I'm very proud of every product or any company that sponsors this show. And we got three great ones today. So our first one is Storyworth. Now, Storyworth, this is a really, really cool product that I, even before they sponsored the show, I got this for my mom a year and a half ago. And we still talk about this. She was actually bragging about it today. So this holiday season, you want to give gifts to loved ones that make them feel special and unique, just like the relationship that me and you guys share. So that's why I gave everyone that I care about Storyworth in my family. So Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter the most. So every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, you know, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? For my mom, I wanted to ask all questions about her growing up. My thought with my mom was, I want to know the story of Becky Bailey's youth. And I wanted to share that with my niece and nephew and my sister. And so each week, it would email her these questions, and she got to think about it and then write something down, put a picture with it. It's kind of really amazing. So after 1 year, Storyworth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. And I really, really do mean that. We got one book that is all colored photos. She bought a couple books that are just black and white. I just got a black and white one, but I still think it's really cool. And it's beautiful. It's like this hardcover bound. It has my mom's picture from when she was a kid on the cover. And it's, it just really is one of the coolest gifts that I've ever given my mom. And she loved it so much. Reading the weekly stories help connect you with loved ones no matter how near or far apart you are. With Storyworth, I am giving those I love most a thoughtful personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. So go to storyworth.com/sobad and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/sobad to save $10 on your first purchase. And I'm telling you, Becky Bailey loved this the most. So this is my mom approved. This made me look like such a badass at Christmas. I swear to God, I really felt like I did something right for once in my life. Our next sponsor is a new one. It's Ritual. So you guys know, as always, I have been trying to fight to stay healthy this whole year. I started off the year having COVID. That really stunk. I also got strep throat at a certain point. And finally, I'm like, you got to get healthy. 2022 has got to be about my health. And I think this next company can really help. So gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. And 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. So Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It is formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin. The results? Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. Now, of course, I'm not a woman, but they do have men's vitamins, and I have been taking those. And you guys, I am jacked right now. I have so much energy. I actually feel really good. And I like things like this and companies like this that you can trust, because it takes so much to get out there and now work out every day and to eat right. And I feel like you need things like this where you can actually take a pill from a company you trust, and it's going to help you and provide you with nutrients and things to keep you going, to keep energized, to keep feeling young, looking young, all of this stuff. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. So visit ritual.com, that's ritual.com/sobad, and turn healthy habits into a ritual. Oh, I see what they did there. That's 10% off at ritual.com/sobad. That's a new one. I'm very excited. I am taking the men's vitamin. So if you guys do this, please, please, please let me know how you feel taking this. So our final one is, they were last week as well, is Wondery. We, of course, know the podcast company Wondery. Amazing. Their new show, I think you guys will find particular interest because of what it is about, which is kind of about reality shows. So in the early 2000s, millions of households across the world tuned in to watch contestants battle for the last rose or to be the final survivor on the island. Reality TV was beginning to dominate the airwaves, and every show needed to be bigger, flashier, and more scandalous than the last. But in the case of one infamous dating show, the real drama was happening off screen, and it would shape the future of reality TV. The reality TV series There's Something About Miriam seemed like a pretty standard dating competition. Six young men vied for the affection of Miriam Rivera, a beautiful model from Mexico. But when Miriam revealed that she was a trans woman during the show's finale, the on-screen drama sparked an international uproar about gender, sexuality, and whether reality television had finally gone too far. Wondery's new podcast miniseries, Harsh Reality, The Story of Miriam Rivera, reveals what happened behind the scenes of this infamous TV show and how a multi-million dollar lawsuit and media fallout impacted the lives of Miriam and the contestants and changed the rules of reality television forever. You guys, we always talk about this in this show. We appreciate where we are with reality TV today, but we need to go back, and there's a rich history of how these shows came to be and all of these untold stories of behind the scenes. I think these shows are so amazing, but know what's even better are the stories behind the scenes with the actual crew, with the production, all of these things. We see it all the time or want to see it all the time with Bravo, but this is those stories, or this is the story for this occasion. So follow Harsh Reality, The Story of Miriam Rivera on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery, plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. You guys, those were the commercials for this week, and now back for the remaining portion of the show.
And you see these billboards everywhere. That's Noella's husband, and it turns out he is majorly in debt, so she is now getting a divorce from Sweet James. But I want to point out this, like, these women, no offense to the women, but they don't stick around when these guys are in trouble. Do you notice that? Like, Erica Dane didn't stick around for Tom in his Alzheimer years, you know?
Whatever's
happening.
Lala's not sticking around for Randall's debt.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like dead weight.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, because they're not in it for love. They're in it for the money. So when the money runs out, there's no love to keep them around.
And not that these guys are innocent, because they probably know what they're buying too. But it is funny, you know?
It's a mutually beneficial agreement. It's the same thing with, like, probably Christine on Selling Sunset and her gross husband. Like, it's probably the same. It's like, if anything ever happened with his money, you think Christine is sticking around? Absolutely not.
Yeah, like, nobody, nobody's seeing the dollar menu at McDonald's for dinner in any of these camps. But, like, did you see the dungeon room she was bragging about, which, like, kind of gave me claustrophobia just seeing a photo of it? Like, just like a dark red doesn't make sexual excitement for me. Did you see the dungeon?
Did she post it on, like, Instagram?
No, she posted. There was a quick shot of it on the show, and it looked like a really cramped red room with a bed and satin sheets and a couple black handcuffs, whatever, you know? Yeah.
I mean, she has terrible taste in everything. So, yeah, her house is very, like, gauche.
House of Gucky. House of Gucky, you guys.
Oh, my God.
But the other thing is, like, who was the other girl that I think got demoted? She was the girl.
Davina?
No. On OC, Davina.
Oh.
The OC, the girl that, like, Heather's friends with, but it turns out she sued Terry DeBrow.
Oh, Nicole.
So that girl, you guys, used to, like, she has a string of interesting boyfriends. She dated Kid Rock, after Kid Rock broke up with Pamela Anderson. She's like, has a story. I'm so curious. There needs to be a documentary about these women that kind of just get passed around at a certain level of celebrity. You know, it's like, it's interesting. And I want to tie this into a little bit of Kelly Dodd, who I just want to remind everybody. I care about your political affiliation a little bit, but Kelly Dodd is such a disgusting human piece of shit on your foot. Like, you know, she's just a gross. And the fact that, like, I'm not Rick Leventhal, her husband, you know, used to actually have a reputable job on Fox News. And I will say he was actually a reputable newsman. He's a they're genuine pieces of shit, where Kelly Dodd came out against Veronica Leventhal, or Veronica, who's been on this podcast before. And is such a sweet, sweet girl. And Kelly talked major shit on Instagram and Twitter and said, oh, her white privilege and blah, blah, blah. How dare her ever speak out? And the dad, like, lets Kelly do this. And I've spoken with Rick's daughter, and she's kind of an amazing lady that works for the people, works in the court system, works to help people, not an insane person by any stretch of the imagination. And I got to imagine, I want to reach out to her, because this has got to be like somebody's worst nightmare, to have your dad marry a scum of the earth like Kelly Dodd, but then to have her, when OC's premiering, use you to try to get her back in the news.
Yeah, it's a really fucked up thing. I mean, because Kelly Dodd is obviously a terrible person, and she's probably extra bitter right now that OC is premiering. And that's how she's taking out her anger, and it's embarrassing. And I loved how Heather completely shut her down on Watch It Happens Live. Oh my God, I can't remember. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. Because they were, you guys, I think we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, they were at a dinner, and Kelly went live on Instagram making fun of Terry and Heather that were having dinner by themselves, and said they were losers, you know. And Heather's just a... Heather knows that she doesn't have to like wade in those ponds, and OC got great ratings this week. And it really does show you didn't need Kelly Dodd at all.
Not at all. All we needed was Heather Dubrow back.
And by the way, I want to say, I think Heather Dubrow probably is a Republican as well. So it's not even about that. It's about being an asshole and like outwardly evil. And that's what Kelly is now depending on, being outwardly evil. Like, she might even think this is like a game of like, I'm just doing this for the clicks. But remember, the image you present is still the image that people like walk away with of you. And I think sometimes it's not worth selling like what people think of you for a few bucks so you can actually live in a nice area, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, also we've seen and heard Kelly do disgusting things both on and off camera. It has more to do with her character than her political views.
Okay. So moving on to one of our favorite, Lisa Ray. It's me, Lisa. Lisa and Delilah. Did you hear Lisa and Delilah are having some issues? The one that's not Amelia, the other daughter?
No, I saw the photo shoot Lisa did with Amelia recently, but I didn't hear anything about Delilah.
So you guys, I posted on this, Lisa did like a quote unquote sexy photo shoot of, you know, how you do when you have daughters, you know, put them in sexy things and act like you're lesbians on a motorcycle together. That's just typical mother daughter stuff.
Yeah.
Lisa's also at that point where I don't think she realizes it's like, you could be sexy, but then the minute you laugh, all the sexiness just disappears completely. But Delilah, she's literally been posting things. I think she's punishing Delilah for coming out about having the overdose. And she started posting these photos of Delilah's fucked up teeth from when she was a kid. Like, and it says, it's like, Delilah was struggling, and Rinna in her stories was like, and her feed was posting couple things. A brilliant orthodontist is key, and don't ever give up hope. Miracles do happen every day. Delilah is going to kill me, but I think this gives us all hope. And then posted four shots where it made Delilah look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame in just the teeth area. And who does that when your daughter is coming off of a overdose?
Yeah, I mean, she's an idiot. She's a horrible mother. She's a horrible friend. She's a horrible person. I expect nothing less.
She also says,
what did Delilah say? Did Delilah say anything?
Delilah hasn't hit back yet, but then she's also, here's another story. The only thing I will force in my life is my jeans over my ass. Not friends, not relationships. Now, I really genuinely think Lisa's one of those people that business and money is all that matters. Like, honestly, like, you come on the wrong side of that, you're screwed. Now, two things. Yeah. Lisa Rinna, for all those people that watch The Real, I believe that's what Garcelle is on. She is co-hosting tomorrow on Monday, or today, I guess, on The Real. So that should be interesting. But Harry Hamlin was on Watch What Happens Live this week. And Andy Cohen asked, hey, Harry, were you really mad at Garcelle that she didn't text you or say thank you for your bolognese? And Harry goes, no, I was just happy that she got the bolognese. Yeah, I don't need a thank you.
Her under the bus.
Yes. Rinna is a liar, liar, pants on fire. Like, she is so, like, but watch that moment, you guys, and you would tell Lisa is just like grasping the straw, saying, you, how dare you not thank Harry? He was so hurt. Harry doesn't give a shit about any of that stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that he threw her under the bus. She's such a liar, which we already knew, but I love that.
No, it was
Harry Hamlin didn't have her back. That says everything that her own husband.
But not even have her back. I think it's Harry was completely unaware because he doesn't like really pay that close of attention with housewife stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, he watches it here and there. Like, he thought Andy was way too hard on Erica Jane at the reunions. And you might think that if you had not watched any of the show, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Quick question. Have you already purchased your Bose gift for the holidays?
Yeah.
What'd you get him? Are we allowed to say?
It actually hasn't arrived yet, so I can't spoil it because it's late. Supply chain issues, maybe.
Classic.
But got a good gift. I'll tell you next week.
What does Art Basel mean to you, Sophie?
Oh my God, it means everything to me. It's the one weekend where my crew and we go to South Beach, and it's just about art and fashion and vibes and sun.
I got you an NFT for the holidays.
Oh my God, thank you.
Why do all NFTs look like shit? Like, you can explain NFTs all day to me, and it just feels like another way that people found a way to make some sort of money that didn't exist before.
I'll never understand it. I will never understand it. Don't try to explain it to me. I don't even care at this point. Like, it's a money laundering cover.
Yeah. But our friend Scott Disick is there partying with a mysterious woman who I thought allegedly might be cocaine. If that's the mysterious woman but like, it is one of those places that, like, they say it's about art, but it seems way more like anything Miami. It just seems like about the lifestyle, about hot people, about fake boobs, it's cocaine.
Like a social, it's like a social event. It's the social event of the season.
Did you see the preview for Real Housewives of Miami reboot on Peacock?
Oh yeah, I'm pumped. You're wannabe Kim Kardashian. You left and you tried to make your butt as big as Kim Kardashian's, but you'll never be her.
Larva Pippen, you guys. Larsa Pippen was in the first season. No, I call her Larva.
I like saying Larsa with this emoji. That was what Kanye West tweeted.
Because Kanye... Larsa said Kanye used to call her at like all hours of the night and talk to her deeply, which is, if you... No, Larsa, or like watched her on anything, like, deep doesn't seem to be her thing. Like, but I'm fat. Like, the Real Housewives of Miami reboot looks amazing. Now, me and Benita Lopez, we cover Real Housewives of Miami on the Patreon. We do all that. But a couple of the castmates from the initial series are back on. Alexia Adriana is a friend of, but it looks like it's really well done. It comes out December 15th, you guys, and they're going to release more than one episode all at once. So Peacock does a thing. This is not funded by Peacock, but you can get a 7-day free trial, I think. So maybe do it right around December 15th and you can get Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, all 7 episodes and that, and just kind of zone out, because it looks like they did a really good job with it.
With Girls Trip?
No, with Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I saw Tiffany Moon from Real Housewives of Dallas on Friday night. I saw her in person and I brought my mom. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I saw that actually.
Yeah, my mom was so fun. My mom talked to Dr. Tiffany Moon about her boobs and stuff. I was like, you know, when you like leave your mom with somebody and then like my mom doesn't watch Real Housewives of Dallas or anything. And then you turn around, your mom's like, you know, I got a boob reconstruction. Like she was like talking like because Dr. Tiffany Moon talked to her about being an anesthesiologist. Yeah. And then my mom started talking to her about her mastectomy and stuff. And I was like, whoa. Like when you turn like, and it was like a beautiful story, but my mom will just like kind of go off. And then I was like, wow, like my mom doesn't, you know, my mom just like really unloaded on Dr. Tiffany Moon. And Dr. Tiffany Moon she was so nice and amazing about it and really great. And she told me, or she alluded to the behind the scenes of Real Housewives of Dallas and what was happening before they canceled the whole thing and was kind of going into a little bit more about Cameron and what's his name? Shit Westcott or Shitty yeah, Westcott, Shart, yeah. Shart, Sharty or whatever. But just like they really did go after her and her job, kind of like Christine Quinn did with you tagging those people. They contacted the hospital, like Cameron's dad. And all, I mean, like that, it's wild, you know?
Yeah, and, no, that's like going too far when you go after someone's livelihood. And I was so shocked, like, just like, yeah, when Christine went after my livelihood, it's like, are you serious? Like, you're taking it really far when you go after someone's life like that. Like, that's too far. And I know they did that to Tiffany, not to say that it's like the same thing, because I know that it was very racially charged.
Oh, yeah. They were saying it's China, like they were bringing Chinese into it. Yeah. They were bringing all of this, like, did you have any direct contact with Christine since then?
No.
I didn't know if
you... No, I've taken the stance of like, just like, no, I'm not even like, just need to just not even pay it any attention because she's psychotic.
I just sometimes wonder if there's an article in there about where we're at right now and when somebody tries to do that. Okay, as we start wrapping up, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are attached at the tip at nail polish brand launch event. These thirsty, like, I love that we started off 2021 of them being the hot thing. And now it's just like, you guys, they attached to each other at the nail. They put a little chain, little fun
They're
chain.
So embarrassing.
It's like, this is not punk rock, you guys, but it's like, it's starting to get like, to me, and I know I'm not cool at all, but like, just from somebody that's watched a lot of pop culture, it's starting to get embarrassing, you know?
It is embarrassing. It's been embarrassing.
No, okay. No, you're right. You're right. They released all the Scream 5 movie posters this week. I don't know. Were you a big fan of the Scream series at all when you were a kid?
Oh, not originally, because it was like a little bit before my time. Like, yeah, I think it came out when I was like too young for me to like actually go see it in theaters and stuff. But no, I'm excited.
I'm really excited. Like, that was like, for me, prime time, like high school shit. So like, I really can't
nostalgic.
Wait. Yeah. Like, I think that's like, to me, like, do you ever do that? Like, I know you actually have like family and friends, but like, I look forward. Those are the things I look forward to in life, is like a new album, a movie.
Dexter New Blood. I was just thinking, because I was tweeting about it today. Dexter New Blood is like very nostalgic for me, because I like just loved watching Dexter in like college. And it just like, it feels very nostalgic to like, it's very nostalgic to the original series. It pays homage to it while still feeling different. Like, I just love it.
It's really going under the radar, and you've sung its praises and said it's very good, as well as Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. Everyone needs to watch Dexter New Blood and Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets is so good.
It's one of those things. So is tonight the season finale of Dexter?
No.
Okay, I didn't know how many episodes it was, because I was like, I'll just hit it all at once.
It was like the fifth episode of the season. I don't know how many episodes there are, but I imagine like 8 or 10, probably around there. But also, I realized my mom taught me this, because I thought they aired Sunday nights, new episodes of these.
Yeah,
I thought that. They come out Sunday mornings. So I like watched it. I watched Yellow Jackets at like 6 a.m. when I woke up this morning and then fell back asleep. But yeah.
Mrs. Ross knows what the deal is. Miss Ross is the deal. A couple of other things. Alec Baldwin spoke publicly on an ABC News special. You guys, like, I watched this last night and I could live. Like, Hilaria could have babies and keep them in his eye satchels underneath his eyes right now. Like, they're just... these huge bags that I feel like he's not even having makeup touch because he wants to look as, I mean, this is a horrific situation, but he's now saying that he didn't even pull the trigger. He just cocked the gun and the gun went off, which actually goes against his initial statement to the police. But he got a lot of backlash with this interview because he said, okay, great. Nobody asked you to do this. Why did you come forth with I'm innocent, blah, blah, blah. It's just a, you know, there's no winning in this situation at all, except that today on Instagram or this weekend, he said, Ilaria, I love you so much. You make this world worth living. Can you imagine getting to a point in your life where you, the liar of all liars, Ilaria Baldwin, you pledge allegiance to? Like, isn't that wild?
He is a highly disturbed individual. And I was, and he is, they both are. And I was reading about, you know, legal experts were like, why did he do this? Why? Like, for him to say, I guess he was saying, you know, I don't feel guilt because he didn't want to like admit culpability, which yes. legally put him in a bind. But it seems so like evil to just say someone died and she had a family and you don't feel guilty at all that something on your movie set that he was a producer of happened like this. Like, just admit that you feel like, you know, that you're human and you feel empathy. It's like he couldn't even do that. It was psychotic to watch.
And he has such a beautiful voice because you can sometimes get suckered in by a beautiful voice. So he's like, no, 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 I don't feel guilt at all. But what I do feel is just a great loss. She was admired by everybody, not just loved, admired. And then he'd go like, you know, like never trust an actor, folks. Like, and I'm not saying he doesn't feel real sadness, because how could you not? I'm not saying that at all, but I am saying now there are a bunch of civil suits against him. And this almost cuts a lot of that off at the pass, because by the way, I do think we do live in a highly litigious society right now. And it is weird that you can get sued for anything, anytime, but it is just weird to like throw your shit out there before the police report has even been done, you know, like the actual full report.
It's psycho. It really is. And yeah, I mean, like, I don't know what's going to happen with it, but he's probably going to be in a lot of trouble, both legally and financially. And I think that he's probably just in panic mode right now. And it showed, like, he just looked like a very disturbed and desperate person.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is a brand new episode tonight, folks. We will be watching that later. But did you happen to watch The Housewife and the Shocker on Hulu?
Yeah, it felt very rushed.
I mean, it really did, because I think this is a relatively new crime that people are catching up to, even though they've been investigating her for so long. Uh-oh, well, are you all right?
I watched the Astroworld documentary.
Before they took it off on Hulu? They took it off, you guys, on Hulu.
In the 5 hours that it was on Hulu, I watched it, by the way.
Why did they take it off?
I guess it got a lot of backlash, which I totally understand why. It was too soon. But it had like a lot of interesting, like firsthand, when you see the victims actually tell their stories, it's very moving. And it was the same thing with, you know, the Shaw documentary, even though some of these weren't like Jen's immediate victims. They were, you know, wronged by the same type of scammer as Jen, and probably in the same, like, sounds like it was like a big network of like scammers that all kind of like worked together and shared leads. And I don't know.
No, I mean, it's also like, I hate to say this because it's like, it's not as sexy of a crime as like stealing $20 million from orphans and widows. And I know that sounds crazy, but when you're breaking down, they were selling services that didn't exist, you guys, to people that they knew were disadvantaged. That's a huge thing, you know, like that's huge.
And also Jen was actually like literally doing the crime here versus Erica, who may or may not have.
Exactly. You know, completely. Yes.
Jen is charged and will more likely than not go to prison for like a significant amount of time. So it's different in that sense. And also like, it's like she was still stealing from innocent people, even though I heard this on a podcast and it was during the Murdoch trial. They use this, the Murdoch. I was explaining the Murdochs a couple months ago, I think, the South Carolina lawyer and his messed up family. But it said, when you steal with a pen, it's the same thing as stealing at gunpoint or whatever it is. You are still stealing from someone. That is money that is not yours. And yeah, it was really sad to hear from those, you know, old women that were like trying to launch their businesses and they don't really know how the internet works. So they believe these people, you know, that they were really trying to help them. So they put, you know, $15,000 into this website so they could sell their little like knitted scarves. And then they never saw that money again. No. Never saw any website come out of it or any business results. Like, it's just like really sad.
They did the mid-season trailer, you guys, this week for Salt Lake City, and it really looks like the back half of the season is amazing. Something to keep an eye out for, though, is really how Jen handles this as she gets reintegrated into the cast, because it seems like she really is clinging to the "I did nothing wrong." And when somebody does that, you get to watch very carefully because they're bound to slip up at many, many moments. On top of the Mary Church stuff is going to be coming back in ahead, and you have two queen bees, Meredith Marks and Lisa Barlow, not necessarily facing off, but these people are two entertaining freaks, you know?
I love Lisa Barlow so much.
She really is so fun to watch.
She's like, "I'm not the liar, you're the liar."
That's a good, "How dare you, Sophie?" Like, she really is. Like, I'm saying, like, I don't think I necessarily want to be friends with Lisa Barlow, but I will say entertaining as hell to watch now. I've kind of turned a corner.
What's the line that Meredith Marks says where she's like, you think her cousins are afraid of her, that they fear her?"
Meredith Marks, you guys will watch, she'll go halfway through a sentence and it feels like she completely disassociates and then still finishes the sentence. She'll like be thinking back to something 30 years prior and she'll be like, "Yes, that did happen." Like, it's really wild, you know?
I love that. She's like, "You think her cousin's afraid of her in a way? The fearful." She's like, wait, what's it called? What's like the old 1920s, like?
Oh, how are you doing now? No. The kind of Katharine Hepburn, like, I don't know what they're saying, dog.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's, yeah, I don't know how to describe it, but it's fascinating the way she speaks.
I was with two friends that were saying, I was making fun of Seth Marks and how he's like, "I want to see those nipples, Meredith." Yeah.
I didn't even notice your eye color because I was just scared of your titties.
Don't wear those underpants. Like, and I was saying that, and cringy. Both of these girls, like attractive, funny girls, saying they thought Seth was super hot and that was super hot. And I got really scared.
Seth is that good looking on the outside, but his personality, he's so cringy.
That's what I'm saying. Is that like, I mean, I know girls like a little aggressiveness, but when you're like, "Yeah, let's see where the babies come from." Yeah. You know, like, it's weird.
Yeah. He's gross. He's cringy. He's like trying too hard. That's the vibe I got. He's just trying too hard.
Yeah. Like, we get it. You want to put your P in her V, you know?
Ew.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyways, you guys, what an episode we had. The holidays are coming close. So we're glad to be doing this still into the holidays. Please go support Sophie before she gets kicked off all social medias. Just know, no matter what, she has a good microphone, a good bay, good family.
And hopefully a Panera sponsorship soon.
Panera, shout out. By the way, Sandra, we should reach out to Panera and see if we can get like a sponsorship. We could talk about sandwiches and stuff like that. So,
because I'm a gorgeous girl who loves soup.
By the way, yeah, if you saw Sophie really went off on a soup thing this week on Twitter. I do want to say also, all seriousness, so many people sent in their Spotify raps and we were a part of that. That really is cool. It was kind of insane the amount of people that were sending that. And that just means the most to, I think, me, and I don't want to speak for you, but I think it actually makes you pretty happy too. So it was really cool. You guys, thank you for the support. Thank you for sticking with us. And that's it. And hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. Thank you everyone for listening. And I actually have been really like, my Saturn is in return and everything was good. The Christine stuff and just a lot of things going wrong. And I've been super emotional lately and just like crying nonstop. And I was thinking about how lucky I am to have this platform and listeners and Brian, and just very thankful.
Did you call me Brian?
I said Ryan.
Okay. I was like, this is so awkward. My name is Ryan. I do need your address because I want to send you something, but we can do that off air. So
rad, it's good with Ryan Bale.
I do appreciate Ryan. Okay, guys, thank you so much. And we will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Moi.
Moi. Bye. Betches.